The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today I have a question from John in Port Arthur, Texas, in the United States. He wants to know, why does caffeine have a stimulating effect? The very first thing many people do when they stumble out of bed in the morning is pour themselves a cup of coffee. The substance in the hot brew that helps wake you up is well known all over the world, caffeine. Caffeine doesn't only come from coffee beans, other plants make it as well. You can find it in both tea leaves and the nuts of the cola tree, for example. When you extract it, pure caffeine is a white, bitter powder. The stimulant has become so popular everywhere that thousands of tons are consumed annually in products ranging from soft drinks to medicines. Because demand is so high, most of the caffeine that goes into these products nowadays is synthetically manufactured by the chemical industry. BASF is the number one manufacturer of caffeine worldwide, by the way. In chemical terms, caffeine is what is known as an alkaloid. Alkaloids are nitrogen compounds that are quite common in nature. Many of them are dangerous toxins that plants use to defend themselves against foragers. Strychnine, for example, is an alkaloid produced by the Nux vomica tree, just as atropine can be extracted from plants in the deadly nightshade family. In fact, caffeine is also a toxin, just one that isn't very dangerous for humans. You would have to drink huge amounts of coffee within a short period of time to fall victim to caffeine poisoning. While your daily intake of caffeine won't harm you, it does have an effect. Due to a biochemical reaction that occurs in the body, most people feel more awake after a cup of coffee. Whenever information is sent to the brain, certain chemical messengers called neurotransmitters transfer the signals from one nerve cell to the next. When a lot of signals are whizzing around in your brain, it makes you feel awake and alert. At the same time, this process triggers the release of other substances that ensure that the brain is able to take the occasional break and calm down. One of these substances is called adenosine. In order to protect the brain from overactivity, adenosine molecules attach to the transmitter surfaces of the nerve cells to curtail the number of neurotransmitter molecules. In a sense, that shuts the door on the stimulating chemical messengers and eventually makes us feel sleepy. But you can fool this mechanism by drinking a cup of coffee. The caffeine drives the adenosine away from where it is docked, driving away the tiredness at the same time by reopening the door to the stimulating neurotransmitters.
Whoa! After all that information, I feel a need to wake up my brain with a few caffeine molecules. Time for a coffee break. Take care and see you soon. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.